One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, and welcome to Smosh Reads Reddit Stories. I'm Shane, and today we have some real scary stories. They're not true crime, but they are really scary, so viewer discretion is advised. None of these get to extreme levels, but there is some disturbing things in here, so just be warned. But I'm joined with two people who do like true crime and scary things, Amanda and Angela.
Our alibis are here on set at Smosh.
Yeah, we have our location and we've already had our fingerprints and we've left multiple traces of where we are and we've told our family.
The doors are locked.
Okay, yep. Great.
We have a change of clothes just in case.
We're ready for a good time.
So these are real scary stories, but what do you like about true crime or just watching? Because I have a hard time with it. I like horror movies. But I like supernatural stuff.
You know, like at Christmas time when you turn on the fire and you have a warm little blanket and you're like,
that's us with terrible. Detectives in their 60s.
Yeah.
Going,
yeah.
This week was hard.
Yeah. Yeah. This week was hard. Boom, boom, boom. And I just saw them all flash between my eyes. And you're like, yeah. Yeah.
I think I also like in another life, I think, not in this life, in another couple lives ago, I was like a lawyer in the 90s.
Not with that jacket.
A couple lives ago, you were a lawyer in the
90s. Okay, she was a lawyer, and you know me, I was a detective.
Yeah. And I was like, Marcia Clark status, big curls,
whoa.
Being like folders after folders and being like...
Not the curls.
The evidence. The crime scene photos.
And you're saying that lawyer died, you had a couple other lives in the 90s, they died, and then you were born.
I was probably like a bird, a worm, a bug, and then me.
She was definitely a bug.
Very quickly a bunch of things, and then you were born.
Bird, a worm. I was like a falcon after my detective series. And then I became a blue whale, and it got exhausting.
Yeah.
And I turned into this.
Now you're a female comedian.
Yeah. Really saving the world over here. Anyways, but we respect the human journey of true crime. That's the other thing.
Yeah, we don't like to sensation it.
No.
Sensationalize.
Well, you also, I can understand liking true crime if it's been solved and you get to watch how it gets solved and you're like, yes.
Or I like trying to solve it, yeah.
You like mystery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You like solving a mystery. I understand
just like
that.
Humans experiencing and how they feel about certain things and how they experience it. Like, we're really, really into that.
I'll say, like, especially with this show, like, I don't like horror movies or mystery novels and stuff like that as much. I like when things really happened. It, like, gets me, like, always.
It's captivating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely captivating.
I like horror movies. Thanks for asking.
So these are some scary stories. These are, according to Reddit, these are real. These are not fiction. There's a lot of fictional subreddits, but these aren't
right.
from them.
So it's going to be more like a... Get your pancakes out and grab your blankie.
Your little blankie.
Tuck your pancakes over your little face.
Oh my God. Use your pancakes and go
to a little pancake. Oh no! Two little pancakes with a blanket over it? That's so cute.
Oh no! Okay, are we ready for some scary stories?
Yes.
Here we go. This first one comes from Am I the Asshole? Am I the asshole for being angry that my roommate was sleeping under my bed for months without telling me?
This is not a warm blanket. The fire is not on. I don't like this.
Oh
That's
at
where
all.
We're starting.
I actually
just so you know.
Do not like that.
I, a 24-year-old man, have lived with my roommate, Carl, a 24-year-old man, for 2 years. A few months into rooming with him, he told me he was pansexual. I said, okay, cool. I'm not interested in that personal information, nor am I judgmental. I said, all right. A few times...
okay.
That's great, dude.
You can relax. All good.
A few times over the last year, he has asked me if I had ever considered experimenting with other men. I said, nope. Also, I said I didn't feel comfortable with him asking me such a personal question. It's not like we are close friends. We are only roommates by happenstance, basically. Anyway, every time I said this, he basically said, we'll see. I was like, what? Anyways, last night I had a horrifying experience. I heard a noise under my bed. It was movement. At first I thought I was imagining things, but then I heard it again. I thought, oh God, is it a mouse or a rat or some shit? My God. This was like 3 a.m. So I got out of bed and looked under with my phone flashlight. Now this here was the most startling moment of my life. I guess I am lucky because I have never before this moment felt true terror and fear as a physical sensation, but I was completely jolted. There under my bed was my roommate staring wide-eyed at me, and he screeched when I looked under the bed.
Oh, he got scared?
I'm sick. I feel sick.
I literally thought I was having a heart attack. I then just started hearing, sorry, 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 sorry. My roommate crawled out from under my bed, crying, apologizing over and over. I was so creeped out and afraid that I ran out of the apartment in my pajamas. There was a Dunkin' Donuts that was open 24/7 a few blocks away.
Seek refuge,
God.
Go, get an apple fritter and go, honey, go.
So I just sat there with a decaf and a breakfast sandwich with my heart thundering away. My roommate kept texting me asking to talk. I ignored it. In the texts, he found a way to horrify me even further. He confessed he had been sleeping under my bed a few nights a week for 3 or 4 months and that he was doing it to get closer to me and physically saturate each other. The fuck?
Brennan was taken out by that. Your breath was taken away by physically saturate.
Brennan.
I waited for him to go to work and I ran into the apartment, got my essentials and left. I am currently crashing with a buddy. Our lease is up in 1 month. My intention is simply to not renew. This dude is blowing up my phone, and I am getting texts from other people, some friends of mine, and some bozos who are friends with him. He is going around telling people I shamed him and that I am rejecting his apologies. Some people are claiming I am overreacting and invalidating his feelings. Most people agree he was improper, but think I should work it out with him and give a second chance because he's sensitive. I feel like I am losing my mind. I am seriously 20% convinced I am experiencing a long, lucid dream of some sort and wondering if I'm going to wake up or I am in a coma or something because this shit is so insane to me. Like, not really, but maybe really. I mean, what the fuck?
Dude, that is Nightmare City. To be honest, the thought of having anyone in your place that is not supposed to be there but underneath your bed... and saturate?
He goes to the Dunkin' Donuts, and the guy's turned around. He goes, can I get a vanilla latte? And he goes, yeah, do you need it?
And it's his roommate?
And his roommate goes, saturation time.
Oh, God. What does that, what?
I don't know.
I don't even think I fully understand what it means, and I don't
want to
know.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. I don't want anyone in the comments to explain what physical saturation is to me. We could just leave that
there. Something about body oils, but we don't need to talk about it.
No.
Oh, my God.
I am very curious how anyone is trying to defend this and what they
Agreed.
Were told. Because it's like, there is no version of, yeah, so they were sleeping under my bed for a couple months without me knowing, where I'm like, oh, well, you know,
if that was,
they're sensitive.
If that was a regular person, regardless, if that was, like, your good friend that you knew really well who, like, wanted to date you or just, like, even that is weird. The fact that this is an absolute... They're not even really friends. They're just roommates.
If I woke up in the middle of the night and Courtney was under the bed, I'd be like, I don't know about
this.
No,
I'm with you. That would be not okay.
Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and my cat is under the bed and I'm like, you're freaking me out.
you're freaking me out.
You can't do this.
I don't know what it is specifically about under the bed that feels extra intimate. Like that's your place of rest.
Just
like
simply,
that's where you're sleeping.
Simply him going into his room uninvited, that alone, and under any circumstances, is enough to be fully kicking that person out, not trusting that person. But this? I mean, this is so horrifying that I want to not believe that this story is real. But I also know that roommates out there do some weird stuff.
No, have you ever seen Worst Roommate Ever on Netflix?
No.
Don't. But,
okay.
It's really, have you?
No.
Don't.
Roommates can be
It's really
horrible.
Hard to watch.
The verdict was not the asshole.
No, definitely
of course
not. He went
not.
To Dunkin' Donuts. Like,
dude, let him
God.
Sleep under your bed. He's going through a breakup.
Dude, you're being a jerk.
Like, what? Let him saturate you. Dude, come on.
He wasn't touching you.
Yeah, barely.
They were just physically saturating. Comments, dude is not mentally stable and you need to get out of there.
Yep.
Sounds like he'd end up wearing your skin or some shit to physically saturate with you. Someone said, yes, you did shame him. Yes, you rejected his apologies. Why? Because he crossed so many boundaries of common decency, privacy, and basic human respect. This is the behavior of a predator, a stalker would do. Whatever trust you had with Carl has been broken, shattered into 1,000 pieces, not the asshole. Lastly, someone said, why would anyone say you should work it out with someone who was hiding under your bed every night? Yeah, I don't know what these people are hearing, because there is no world where I'd defend that.
Yeah, I think, like, you can like whatever you like, but when it comes to disrespecting someone's safe space, or just not when it comes to like invading someone's privacy, that's just plain scary and disrespectful.
I think it's really scary, especially when you're sleeping. You are not fully there. Like, you feel safe that you are absolutely resting, your body's healing, and there is someone actively in there. Like, just the thought of someone in the corner of your room watching you. But underneath, can you imagine if he went up and tickled his little feet?
Don't do that, Amanda.
Here's the deal, guys.
Don't even bring it up.
Here's the deal, guys. You have to wear a blanket around your feet. If you don't, your feet are going to get tickled. And I know.
You know this?
I know that Shane likes to have a little leg out sometimes. He told me this.
You guys are too close.
Which is like for the taking at any moment.
Are you talking about from ghosts or people?
All the above.
Like you sleep.
I will say though, having cats makes me not as scared of that stuff. Because like my cats are under the bed, so they're making sure there's no ghosts under there. And also, the nice thing about having pets, like cats especially, is like if they're freaking out, then I'm like freaking out.
Yeah.
But because they're so sensitive.
But you just have your leg out.
I mean, my cat's right there.
You gotta wrap everything up. So
My cat will eat any ghost that's out there.
Well, I don't have a cat. I potentially have 100 ghosts underneath my bed that are ready to tickle.
Have you
at
ever?
Any moment.
Hold on. Have you guys ever? Have you
tickle
ever,
ghosts.
Have you ever went to bed with your water bottle and woken up and been like, who is that?
No.
I don't sleep with my water bottle. It goes in the cabinet.
How big
at
is
night.
Your water bottle?
Oh, no. It was like, it's like this, right?
This is and what I, she does. She watches
and I'm like,
things
watch
like
TV.
This.
Yes, I'm watching
and she goes like this.
It's like my bottle. And I'm watching him.
And then she goes like this.
And then sometimes I'll fall asleep and it's still right there. And it's just like an item. And you're like, oh! And it's just water.
So no, I don't set myself up for that shit.
No.
I tuck in like a burrito and I prepare for the night.
I think having a cat has made, I used to be, when I lived alone without pets, I would be scared at night sometimes because you hear a noise and you're like, what is that?
Yeah.
You're like,
whereas,
calm now.
Luckily, cats, they do this thing where at 3 a.m. they decide, hey, I'm going to fuck everything up. And so anytime you wake up in the middle of the night and hear a noise, you're just like, yeah, that's Bones being a fucking weirdo somewhere. Like, he found a bottle cap and he's throwing it around the room. It's like, okay.
He's like, you gotta see this, man.
Like, truly, like, a ghost could be around. I'm like, I don't care about you right now. Sorry, my cat's being weird. This was awful. There's no update. That's where that ends.
Why did he get a decaf coffee, though?
He's anxious.
I hate
Could you imagine being in that anxious state and then adding caffeine? I'm like, don't touch me, don't touch me.
It sucks that the texts, everything before and after that this guy said made it all horrible, right? Because he did also say the things of like, oh, are you open to experimenting? He's like, no. And he's like, we'll see.
We'll see.
I'd be like, what?
Excuse you?
They're like, you need to continue. What do you mean by that?
We'll see.
Because otherwise I'd be like, what if this is like a Larry David situation? where like he something
he's
happened.
He's just trying to get his glasses.
Like he dropped his glass. Like he's like, oh no, I left my glasses underneath my. They fell underneath my roommate's bed. I need to go get them. So he's underneath the bed late at night, and as he's crawling out, saying, "Sorry, sorry, sorry," you hear dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun. He's like, "No, this is what it is." He's like, "Yes, it is."
No, guys, for 3 months he dropped his glasses every night.
No, that's what I mean. Everything he said. Why did he give up that information?
I think because he wants this guy to be like into it.
Yeah.
I think he wants to be like, God, that's creepy. Do you want to?
No,
the prep that must go into this to like be there before he settles in.
No, he comes in while he's sleeping.
No, it's awful in every sort of way.
Picture it.
You know, the boogeyman is underneath that bed and he's like, I'm not even the problem here.
Yeah, he's like, go ahead, man. Like,
boogeyman looks at him and goes, you're a fucking freak.
Boogeyman's like, you are messed up, dude.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This episode of Red Stories is brought to you by ZocDoc. When it comes to booking doctor's appointments, we've all made excuses. I'm too busy, it's too complicated, I don't know which doctor to go see. We've made them all. I know I'm guilty of that. But with ZocDoc, there's no reason to delay. They make booking an appointment with a doctor who's just right for you simple and easy. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. We're talking about booking in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty, from mental health to dental health, primary care to urgent care, and more. Plus, appointments made through ZocDoc also happen fast, typically within just 24 to 72 hours of booking. You can even score same-day appointments. I had delayed doctor's appointments for a long time because I thought finding a doctor in my network would be just too complicated to handle in the span of like less than an hour. But with ZocDoc, they made it so simple to find an in-network doctor that was nearby and that I could see pretty soon. So stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/PittReddit to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/PittReddit. ZocDoc.com/PittReddit. Back to the show. All right. Moving on to our next story. Let's see if that's the creepiest one of the bunch.
Yuck.
Our next story comes from Relationship Advice. It's a 30-year-old woman. My student, who's 18-year-old boy, made a super creepy comment. My husband, a 35-year-old man, thinks I'm being paranoid. I'm a high school English teacher and have been for a few years. In that time, as a woman, I've been used to teenage boys behaving awkwardly around me sometimes, and pheromones are part of the deal. There have been occasional comments, but generally in the vein of Miss so-and-so has a crush on you, or Miss, would you be so-and-so's Valentine? It's all in good humor, in front of the whole class or in a large group, and is well-meaning. My school throws a January ball for seniors, who are 16 to 18, which is basically an opportunity to celebrate the start of another calendar year. As it's after hours, not every teacher has to attend, and this year I was asked to chaperone. There is no alcohol permitted, but obviously some of them sneak in hip flasks and so on. During this month's ball, two students were huddled at a table in the corner of the hall, not dancing, just keeping to themselves. I know them well as problematic students who have difficulties socially, but also perform poorly academically, so they don't fit in with the popular crowd or the nerdy crowd. We have some of these every year. Poor hygiene, greasy hair, long fingernails, that sort of thing. Immediately, I could tell they had been drinking from the way they spoke and smelled, and asked them to hand over any alcohol they had. One of the boys, call him Stuart, started protesting. He said the following, and I'm 100% sure this is what he actually said. Come on, miss, don't pretend you won't open that bottle of Bailey's when you get home. Feet up in your dressing gown, watching the new TV. Give us a break. Now, as soon as he said this, I felt my heart drop into my stomach and got cold all over. I had just bought a bottle of Bailey's Irish Cream for myself the weekend before the dance. I am in the habit, on nights where I don't have much marking slash planning and want to treat myself, of having a bath and watching a movie slash series in my dressing gown. And my husband bought a new television over Christmas. I asked him how he knew those things, and he feigned ignorance, basically saying it was a lucky guess. I was so shaken that I left them, and a short while later, they both left. But that night, I could barely sleep, and my paranoia kept growing. I simply cannot believe that he could have guessed all three of those things. One, maybe, but no way all three. My husband is away for work currently. I phoned and told him about it, and he basically downplayed my concerns, saying I probably mentioned those things to my class at various points, and the student has just remembered it. But I would never mention those things. No. I just wouldn't, and I'm sure I haven't. I've become more skittish at home when I hear noises. I only live in a small house, but when I arrive home from buying groceries, I check every single room and cupboard before I lock the doors. I've also arranged to have the locks changed. When cars stop outside the house, I turn all the lights off and peek at them through the blinds. I'm having trouble sleeping. In class, this student is quiet and the same as ever, not completing homework assignments, distracted in class. My husband is growing increasingly exasperated and worried for my mental health, then the possibility this student could somehow know details of my personal life. I mentioned it to my supervisor as well, and she also basically reasoned that I had either misheard what he said, it was a coincidence, or a combination of the two. What's the play here? I'm seriously freaked out and don't know how to even begin putting this to rest.
Get a camera.
Yeah.
This is scary.
Bailey's is specific.
That's so specific.
Like, why?
That's really scary.
Or did... No. I was like, did she tell someone that she trusted, like a teacher, and the teacher was talking about it and the kid heard it?
Something...
Like, I don't know.
I mean, I think regardless, something inappropriate happened here, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know that he knew information he shouldn't.
Yeah.
So either someone she trusts somehow was telling this information, that's like the best case scenario.
Worst is
like he was
stalking
her or spying on her in some way. I mean, I don't know. But that's a terrifying thing to say. Terrifying that he goes back to acting normal afterwards. Just like, ugh.
I think that, like, the only, like, real takeaway, like, actionable takeaway from this to me is, like, when someone's in that state and they're freaked out like that, I feel like if you're their loved one or you're their friend, you can't you can't just, like, no. You must, you know.
Relax, you probably told them.
Like, that's not, that sets you off more, almost.
Right, it's like, I don't understand people when you're like, I'm afraid this happened.
Yeah. People,
it's like good to voice of reason someone, of course, right?
Yeah.
Because like paranoia is a thing. But I think like just shutting it down completely makes that person even more alert.
Yeah.
I think the best thing, I mean, it's like, what do you do in these types of situations? But the best thing is to like believe them, and you can try to, if you want to try to downplay or offer up possibilities as a means of making them feel calm, but your action plan should be about worst case scenario. It's like, okay,
100%.
Well, in case, if he did, let's set up a camera. Let's figure out, like, should you go stay somewhere else?
Yeah.
Like, if you're feeling this way.
You don't want to exacerbate their
fear. It's not just, well, whatever. You're by yourself. Who cares? I don't believe you. It's like, no, I believe that this is weird. Okay, there's other possibilities that could be at play.
Yes.
But let's take the action plan of worst case scenario.
Like, let's rule out other things. Let's talk this through.
Yeah.
But let's make sure I don't make you feel, I mean, the bad C word, crazy. Like,
right
exactly. She's already feeling scared, and now people that she trusts are making her feel a little bit crazy.
That's the hard part with this.
Because now she's just alone. It's like, what if she's right? You know, it's like, if someone's like, hey, I think I'm being followed. It's like, okay, maybe the signs don't show to that. But it's like, but let's take the steps. If that's the case.
Yeah. I think that's like a huge thing that's just in culture. Like, it's the shift of like, when someone is very vulnerable and hurt about something, we can't the space in which they take to like come forward and bring it to someone mm-hmm. is a delicate ass spot that you yep. have to be careful with because that gets somebody even more freaked out.
Yeah, because then if you make them feel alone, then they won't start telling you details. And then things will happen to them that are very real that they start to go, well, I'm crazy. No, I'm overreacting. And they're missing all the real signs that are right there.
But he said three very specific things, you know, Bailey's and a new TV. It's like
He said a new TV.
He said a new TV, and she had just had a new TV.
Okay, then.
I don't even know this woman, and I believe her. Like, what are we doing?
Oh, I believe.
And a new TV.
I believe her,
and a nightgown.
I believe that what he said. Like, he knows this information, so it's like, I mean, all signs point to the most horrifying possibility. Comments. My thing is, why would he say new TV? I could believe it if he said drinking some wine, watching TV in your dressing gown, but being extremely specific about your drink of choice and new TV mm-hmm. is a little scary. Wine is the trope slash TV is what you would think people do slash dressing gown is cozy. Yeah. Yeah. But those extra added details make it not a coincidence. OP says, exactly. If it was just, you're going to have some Baileys or even you'll have some Baileys in front of your TV, like, okay, but those comments plus the new TV? Someone else said, is it possible that you or your husband were observed buying the new TV and the Baileys? The student's parents could have seen either purchase and said, oh, OP just got a new LG 65-inch. I agree you should do a sweep for cameras or ask a techish friend for help, but that would necessitate figuring out how all the cameras got there, which opens up a larger conspiracy.
I thought about that too, but yeah, the same store.
There's the tech.
You don't buy a TV the same place you're getting Baileys. I mean, Target.
Yeah, what? Yeah, exactly. You're not like, all right, we're in for the night. Here's my Baileys, here's my TV. Like, that doesn't happen.
Let's get some toilet paper and then we'll call it.
And then we'll call it. like, what?
OP responded, because this was another thought that I kind of had was, I'm like, what if he's not physically there spying on her, but what if there's like, what if he put cameras somewhere? Because OP responded to that comment saying, how can I do a sweep for cameras? I genuinely want to know. Someone said, open your Bluetooth and see if there are any weird devices. Obviously, if you live in an apartment building, this probably won't work because you'll pick up your neighbor's stuff. They sell devices that look for hidden cameras, but I think it's just something that emits a beam of light that would bounce off a camera lens. I've never seen one that seems worth buying. Otherwise, I don't have any suggestions. OP responded, there are some devices I don't recognize. In the morning, it's late here. I'll go ask my neighbors to try and rule some. I'm out. Thank you.
Tell me there's more.
Update.
Thank God, but also scary.
So scary. And I will say, my first thought was not that he planted cameras in the place. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I mean, that would be my first.
That's beyond.
I mean, these aren't great predictions. Like, I don't love this, but when would he have had the opportunity? I don't know. Okay, let's get into this update. I wasn't expecting this post to receive so much attention. I'm really grateful to so many people who have validated my concerns and helped me develop a plan of action. I got home a little while ago and am going out shortly with a friend to try to rule out Bluetooth and Wi-Fi devices with my neighbors. After that, the two of us will try and conduct a meticulous search of the house for any concealed devices using the lights out phone camera trick some people recommended and some other tips I've found online. Just to clarify a few points that I've seen raised a few times. Dressing gown is a really common term here in England for what Americans might call a robe. It's absolutely common parlance. Here, most people I know would associate a robe with something a wizard might wear. In terms of it being a lucky guess, if he had just said, relax with a glass of wine, I might have assumed so. But the dressing gown comment plus the Baileys comment when I had just bought a bottle and the explicit mention of a new television, which I am 100% certain I did not misinterpret, these things make it so much harder to write off as a coincidence. As far as social media goes, I have Instagram, which is set to private under my maiden name, and my profile picture is not of me. I am not in the habit of connecting with former students. I only have three who have all gone on to study English at university and have used me as references. I also have a Snapchat, which I use only with my husband and very close friends. I have posted nothing about my new television, and I also don't think I've mentioned this to colleagues, let alone to students. Certainly, I said nothing about the Baileys I just bought. Okay, so that wasn't really any new information. Here's where I'm at.
That's like a new update.
Here's where I'm at. No.
Okay.
There's another update.
It better.
Update number two. But before we get into it, where my head is going is not necessarily, I'm not sitting here going, oh, she's wrong.
No, for sure.
Right?
For
I'm like, something bad is happening here. I don't trust her husband. I don't like that he's playing this off. And it has me worried, like, what he could potentially be in this. I might be so off, right?
I was also thinking, too, during that first update, I was thinking, like, even though, if, like, the kid was a Postmates driver and he came over, he saw her in a robe with but even, you wouldn't know that's a new TV. Or, like,
why isn't the husband, like, helping her around?
Or Uber. I'm, like, thinking of things that would give you someone's location as well as their identity.
Yeah, did he come in and, like...
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Like, deliver something? It's just so weird.
I don't know. I that's just where my head goes, but that's also me thinking, like, I'm like, someone said this to your wife and you weren't immediately like, what the fuck?
Right?
Like, that's where I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But I also know, like, with, like, a movie or a TV show, that would be...
Yeah.
Where this would go.
Yeah. Right?
It's like, oh, actually your husband is
the murderer.
Doing some weird stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping I'm wrong. I don't know what I'm hoping for here. Update number two.
Oh my God.
I wasn't going to post an update here, but the number of worried people who have reached out to me made me reconsider.
Thank you.
After a thorough search of my house, I found two devices. They seem to be camera devices. I don't know if audio is included. One of them was in the smoke detector in my bedroom, while the other was concealed in the wall of my living room. Looking at an old picture of my bedroom, it looks like the smoke detector itself has changed very slightly. I think that the new one is a device in itself, which the culprit somehow switched with the old one without us noticing. The matter has now been referred to the police. If it wasn't for so many of you taking me seriously and giving me practical advice, I wouldn't have had the courage to check, especially given my husband downplaying the concerns. He has been very apologetic and is coming back from his work trip early, but I've asked to spend some time apart and will be staying with my parents for a while. I'm glad I raised the issue with the head at my school and a couple of others, as there's a paper trail, another suggestion from the thread. Needless to say, I'm completely shaken to my core and I have the most revolting feeling of my privacy being invaded. I have no idea how many people have been involved in this, but phones have been taken from students and we should have more answers soon. I won't be making any more posts or updates.
No!
Thank you again to everyone for affirming me and making me feel sane.
No more posts or updates?
That's the end of
no! that. No! That's better for her safety. But I just want to know what the hell was going on.
I'm genuinely worried for her. Like, I want to know, did we just uncover a web of students being fucking stalkers?
We didn't do anything.
No, we did everything.
Yeah. We read a story that was... this story was posted like a year ago, so we found it a year after.
A year ago?
Awful.
So that wasn't even like AI tech.
No.
Wait. Like, who knows whatever the fuck's happening
in
now?
Her bedroom? This is terrifying.
I'll also say this. This is the takeaway. We can go back to this part because this whole thing is astronomically wild and so hard to understand because it's scary.
Yeah.
But I will say, her not going with her husband for a couple of days, that's what happens. When you don't make the people you love feel safe.
Yeah.
They leave.
Well, come on. Like, she was scared.
Monumental fuck up on the husband's part is to not take his wife seriously.
Yeah, I agree. That's why she's staying with her parents.
Because she doesn't feel safe.
Yeah, that she doesn't feel safe with him. I mean, she's saying he's being apologetic. She does say there's a paper trail. So my understanding is that whoever did this will be found out.
I gotta know.
Oh, unfortunately, I have to know.
Actually, the story was pretty recent. It was from January, so it's only a couple months ago. Yeah. So we don't know, and I'm assuming, you know, if there's a legal case, they're not going to be posting anything about it, because...
But maybe, like, in 2 years, we'll have, like,
Will we still be friends in 2 years?
No, like a retelling with, like, actors.
You think?
Maybe.
I feel like Hugh Grant's going to be the husband.
And Nicole Kidman's going to be the teacher.
The teacher.
Oh, this is just... I feel so hard for her. I like...
No.
Well, it's... That's terrifying.
Having your space invaded like that.
What if she didn't hear him say that? Mm-hmm. And she lived and lived and lived with all those cameras there.
All right, this next story comes from Best of Redditor Updates.
Okay, so good update. Resolution.
Resolution. Okay.
OP writes, everything in my house is turning green, including the ham and the eggs.
No.
Hey.
Don't add
no.
that.
No.
Just read. You're just supposed to read.
Oh, my God. She's awful. This is what she does when she watches TV. Guarantee it.
I'm like, I don't want to hear all that. Go. Everything in her house is
This is what your TV sees when you're watching a true crime documentary?
I'm like...
Stop talking. Just no, solve
go,
the
go to that.
Okay, so this came from the subreddit of Cleaning Tips, which we've never done a story from Cleaning Tips before.
Yeah.
Usually a boring subreddit, it feels.
Yeah.
I mean, interesting.
Cleaning is fun.
I like cleaning.
I mean, I like it. I just think it's boring.
Okay. And that's fair.
That's fair.
They're going to roast me in a comment.
Yeah.
All right. Everything in my house is turning green. At first, it was just my cat. And then it became my bed sheets, my feet, which then stained my shoes and socks, my couch, my phone charger, and now my wall. I don't know what it is. I have no idea where to post this, but I'm wondering if anyone knows how to get rid of it or what it is. At first, I thought it was mold, but now I'm thinking maybe it's my laundry detergent pods, which are green, but I did a test wash and dry, and it didn't stain my clothes until I wore them for a few hours around the house before it turned green.
Her feet are green?
This is
picture,
so funny.
We have a picture of OP's cats. And I got to be honest, am I?
Oh, I see it a little bit. It's a light tint.
Okay. Okay, so we got a little bit of green all over the place.
You're being like the supportive. Okay, so we have a little bit
okay,
of
Okay, so we got a little
green.
Green
all over the place.
All right, so we got a little bit of green.
You have a husband
green.
Who believes, and we love that about you, Shane.
Yeah,
okay,
we do.
Honey, your stuff's
sweet.
A little green.
Very
you know, sweet. Sometimes Very things sweet. Get a little green.
Okay, so there's green all
and,
over
you know,
the place.
Sometimes there's green all over the world. And, you know, and people just, like, they deal with green. Sometimes things are green.
Oh, God.
Some comments. I've seen stories about industrial materials like copper from roofing materials turning cats green. Are your cats indoor cats, or do they have access to industrial or cleaning materials that might be stored in your garage, closet, or laundry room? Okay. Someone else said long shot, but maybe check under your bed if you have box springs or under any furniture. Sometimes the material used under furniture will degrade and break up over time and dye things. I had it happen with a chair once, and it took me a while to figure out that's where the color was coming from. Someone else said, or maybe you bought some new jeans from Old Navy. LOL, they stain everything.
LOL.
OP said, haha, me and my husband are not jeans wearers.
So
don't
what
judge.
Are
don't.
You?
You could have said, my husband and I don't wear jeans.
No, I think it's totally fine. I think jeans can be bullshit, but like,
oh.
They're really hard.
I think jeans can
when
be
you're six
bad.
Feet, you can never find a good pair.
For sure.
Get that.
Update.
Anyways.
Okay, what is it?
What do we think the green is?
I didn't know about the copper.
At first I was like, oh, is OP like having some sort of neurological thing going on where everything's looking green to them? But the way that the staining, the way that the staining is happening, where it's like splotches of green, has me not thinking that's the case. And we have a photo of the cat.
Yeah. I think the cat went into something that's green and kind of got it on the sheets, got it on.
And the cat's playing with the phone charger and now it's green.
Yeah, and the cat's touching her feet and putting her feet.
I hate to be like a sore loser, but I think it's some cleaning product she's using because of this cleaning stuff.
That would be so illegal.
Okay.
Right? Like, it's got to be, like, something that she's spraying everywhere.
Or it's a leprechaun trying to send her a message.
It's a leprechaun. Update, it was a leprechaun.
Oh, my God, I knew
next
it.
Next story.
Update. Hi, so I don't know if this is allowed, but I wanted to post an update to my original post because many, many people asked for one. I honestly don't know how to work Reddit all that well on mobile and couldn't figure out how to edit my original post. Heck, I don't even know how to link my original post properly, but here's the update. I had my water and AC checked and both were fine. The technician said my water hardness was a bit hard, but he didn't think that would affect the green stains I've been seeing. I also got rid of the red bed sheets I had and put on my boring corporate beige ones the day I posted the original post. Then I waited. It's funny because I was trying to determine if the green stains were going away based on if my cat was turning green. Anytime I saw she was becoming greener, I determined that whatever I changed wasn't the cause. Well, I got my water softened, and with my new bed sheets, my cat was still turning green, but a lot slower. So maybe it was just from the residual green that was now stained on my couch and velvet bed frame. Then we had another person inspect for mold, which was also negative. Some other commenters had mentioned they had bought the same bed sheets on Amazon and had a similar problem, so I think it is that. On another note, someone also commented asking if my husband was cheating on me with someone who wears Old Navy jeans. I won't lie. When that comment came up, I nervously laughed. I quickly checked our joint bank account for any Old Navy purchases. While there weren't any, I couldn't shake these strange feelings.
Oh, although fuck!
Although the commenter did not know me or my husband, coincidentally, I've already had suspicions on a possible affair from the multiple last-minute overtime shifts and just overall changes in behavior. Also, my husband has cheated before, so I've always been a bit anxious. All right.
Once a cheater, always a cheater, you know?
So when I saw the comment joking about if my husband's affair partner wears Old Navy jeans, I spiraled. And then I admit I did the bad thing and looked through my husband's phone.
Do it! He cheated before, check his phone.
And there it was, some sexy Instagram DMs from a woman who wears jeans. Cannot confirm if they're Old Navy. So anyway, I spent the last week at my parents' with my cat.
Who's now orange.
Don't stop!
It's so orange.
It's done?
That's it.
What?
The green was happening, and then the green led to her husband cheating again?
We don't know if the green came from her jeans.
She thinks the green came from the Amazon sheets, which she changed.
But that led to a whole other thing.
The green led to the jean.
It was the leprechaun. He wanted to send a message. Because he knows what's going on.
Because her husband's fucking the leprechaun.
I love how it's like
her husband is fucking a leprechaun that wears jeans.
And it's a girl who wears bad jeans.
Bad jeans.
Unfortunately, it's very unfortunate whenever someone's like, yeah, I have these suspicions about my partner. I think they might be cheating. It's like, well, this. And they also cheated on me before. And I'm like, yeah, they're cheating on you.
Yeah.
So they never stop cheating on you.
I think if you have suspicions, unless like there's issues there and you're feeling very paranoid all the time, but like, I think if you have suspicions, most likely they're true.
Yeah.
I mean, there's smoke where there's fire, but then also there's like crazy circumstances sometimes where like sometimes people's cats are green because of the sheets. You know,
sometimes
like,
cats are just green, you know?
Sometimes cats are green.
I was mentioning my cat earlier. Fire. Sometimes, you know, my cat's just a little green.
Just a little.
I can't
get over this.
The Old Navy situation, though. They
I guess Old Navy stuff turns stuff green?
It's like the Grinch right back there.
Yeah. What?
Wow.
The Grinch is back there making the jeans.
I thought
her
you
husband,
back
her
there.
Husband's fucking the Grinch.
Bro, I know what this is. Your husband's fucking the Grinch.
Dude, has your husband ever fucked the Grinch?
Dude, wait, hold on.
Pete, has your husband ever fucked the Grinch?
Wait, your phone charger went green and your fee? Your husband's fucking the Grinch.
Dude.
His phone's always dead.
And he's cheated before? It's the fucking Grinch.
And I never see him on Christmas.
He's fucking the Grinch.
Our next story comes from relationships. This is an old story. This came out about 7 years ago.
What?
Yeah.
How?
Reddit's been around.
I was just having fun with you.
This is a 36-year-old woman. My husband, who's 41, got fired for harassing a coworker and won't talk to me about it. My husband, Charlie, and I have been together for 10 years, married for 6. We've had our ups and downs, but we are currently in an up. He has never done anything like this in the past, so it came out of left field for me, and I'm very much shocked and at a loss here. Charlie is a computer programmer and was a senior engineer at his former company, where he had worked for 4 years. He'd never had any trouble with coworkers and were both friendly with a few of them, mostly other men and their wives. On Friday of last week, he came home around 11 a.m. and told me he'd been fired. He was really upset and agitated, and I didn't want to push him about it. But he told me that they'd said he was harassing a coworker and was fired. The information I've been able to get out of him. The coworker is Beth, a junior engineer who he's never mentioned to me before. He said she's terrible at her job. Beth slept with a senior engineer we are both friendly with, Darren. Darren wasn't involved in the harassment, wasn't fired, etc. The company's lawyers were there, and among the things they told him was that Beth could have pressed charges, but chose not to. Lastly, something happened with her car, but he won't say what. His exact words were, "There was something with her car." He was escorted off of the premises and is not allowed back in the building to get his belongings, and instead has to arrange with security to pick them up after business hours. As far as anything else goes, he won't give me any details. He isn't interested in seeing a lawyer because he says everything is legal. He has basically admitted to sending Beth some emails, but won't say what they said or anything like that. I don't know if Beth sleeping with Darren had to do with it, but the fact that he gave me that detail makes me think it does. I'm not sure how it relates. Darren is a very nice single man who is in his late 20s and approximately the same age as Beth. My mind is running wild here. Charlie has been depressed and withdrawn all weekend, won't talk to me about it, and won't talk much in general. I work remotely, so I was home all day with him, and he played video games all day and then went to bed at 6 p.m. The fact that he won't tell me anything and isn't interested in seeing a lawyer makes me think that it's bad and makes me worry that everything is true and not just a misunderstanding or a small thing blown out of proportion. He has never been flirtatious with other women or cruel to them, and he's never said anything bad about other women engineers he works with. I don't know what to do here. My instinct is to be supportive of my husband, but I don't know what kind of behavior I'd be supporting. I don't want to run to his coworkers we know and ask them, since they're more our friends than my friends, and while we spend time together at get-togethers or bars, I'm not close with them. In an immediate sense, I don't know what to do about helping someone who is so depressed and won't talk to me. Okay, someone gets fired for harassment and they're not talking to you about it. That can only be horrible.
The husband's name is Charlie.
Darren is the coworker.
Beth slept with.
Yeah, so Beth.
Yeah.
But Darren still works there. Darren didn't get fired.
No.
Darren is fine.
He's 30 and single.
It's apparently Charlie harassed Beth so badly that he had to be escorted out of the building and isn't allowed back in the building until after hours.
Very bad.
Very bad.
But he's not he said it's not a crime what he did.
He's not asking for a lawyer. He's not getting a lawyer because he said everything is legal.
So it makes me think he wrote some disgusting, awful emails just making her feel awful.
Well, apparently she's not pressing charges, even though they say she could have.
This get crazy.
Okay.
What if he saw Beth and Dylan fucking in the car?
Dylan?
They were fucking Beth and Dylan.
Darren.
Beth and Dylan.
What if they were fucking in the car? He took pictures and he sent it to her.
And been but like, that, I know.
Because that, but that would still be against the law. That's why I'm like, him saying he can't go to jail makes me think it was just free speech.
Well, all of this, she could press charges, but maybe she's not pressing charges, but it's enough. It is harassment for him to get fired and to be taken seriously and not allowed back.
Well, it has to be like,
something to do
really
with her car.
Bad.
Something to do with her car and emails.
Something to do with her car.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Right.
Yeah, there's something to do with her cars, and he said that he sent her some emails.
I wonder if
he can't get in without security. Like, what
he's
did
not
he
allowed
do?
Until after hours with security.
I mean, I believe he could have sent a very, very emotionally abusive email or emails. And Beth was like, I don't want to be in the same room as him. He threatened me.
But there's something to do with her car.
The car thing is, that's why I was
she
like,
I think your idea of him taking photos of them or something is a possibility.
Right.
And he used it against her because he didn't like her.
But either way, clearly what he did was against the law. She's just not pressing charges unfortunately.
But he's but not that
also,
worried.
Or fortunately for him, she's not pressing charges, which could also mean he is viewed as such a threat that she's not pressing charges as a means of, like, that could almost be a worse sign.
But him not lawyering up makes me think he just used his words and he's like, I'm allowed to say whatever I want.
That could be just a full egomaniac move of, like, I don't need a lawyer. Like, he's in denial so hard.
I think the wife is right in being like, what do I do here? But I think maybe giving him space for a day, sure. But it's also like, I think she needs to press him a little bit. Like, what's going on?
I was
going to
say the same thing. I'd be like, I think I'd put my foot down a little bit.
Yeah, I would give him like a day or two to sulk and be like, but then I'd be like, no, what's going on?
Well, because this affects her.
Yeah.
Like, if he did some really messed up stuff, this is going to affect her, possibly on legal levels. It's going to affect them financially. And it could absolutely affect how people view you, your network, everything.
Yeah.
Like, if he's this type of person, he's clearly not caring about his wife. He's showing he doesn't care about her in this moment. But also, can't imagine what it's like to be with someone for 10 years. Think you know them so well. Be like, he's a great guy. We've had our ups and downs, but we're in an up right now. And then all of a sudden, you just get a full-on character reveal. We have a bunch of comments here. I would tell him you have to assume the worst if he won't be honest with you. Yeah. I've got to say, he must have done bad shit to be escorted off the premises with no warning like that. Either he was hating on her and went over the top, or he tried to fuck her and went over the top, or he tried to fuck her and then hated on her. Someone said, I've worked at larger companies, and when they fire people, sometimes they are walked right out of the building.
Yeah.
The reasoning is they don't want the fired person to make a scene and rock the boat.
100%.
It's heartless in my opinion, but it does happen. Something tells me OP's husband did something terrible because lawyers were there, and apparently the girl could have pressed charges. That is very unusual. My guess is OP's husband got jealous that Darren was sleeping with Beth and not him, as he had a crush on Beth for a while, and he flipped out and went all nice guy on her. He mentioned there are emails, so there is evidence in writing as well. This does not bode well for OP. Lastly, someone said, seeing as it got so far that he's been fired and he doesn't want to fight it, it sounds like the allegations are probably true. The fact that he brings up Darren makes it seem like he's harassed her as a result of sexual jealousy. Does he usually shut down conversation on things? Does he usually keep things from you? I'd be very cautious about what he's hiding and what it means for you and your relationship. Even if it's not sexual and it's just plain old harassment, do you want to be with a grown man who harasses young women to the point he gets fired? I think if you are married to someone where your finances are tied up and someone gets fired and they won't tell the other person why they got fired,
they're fucking you.
Even if there's not sexual harassment or anything of this severity, even if it's like, I got fired, it's like, why'd you get fired? It's like some bullshit. It's like, hey man, like you getting fired fucks us both. So you need to tell me what you're doing so that we can both be aware.
I also feel like, this OP opened up all those comments. If that was me, I'd be like, damn, this is hard to read. Those comments are like, he either wanted to fuck her or whatever. This sucks.
I think OP already knows this is bad.
She must.
Like, also, writing out all that information, you know this is bad.
I also feel like we have started to, like when you hear, like, can't come back in during the office hours and has to come in overnight. Yeah. I think your brain thinks it's like dramatic, but someone could be so rude to someone and hurt someone's feelings, and then the boss could just be like, I'm gonna take care of you and not bring you in the same room.
You're right.
Like, he could have just, like, I'm not in defense of this guy.
You're gonna try to find every reason why it's not the worst case scenario in this situation, especially when it's like, but I've known him for 10 years and I have no indication of this in my experience.
Our brain just goes wild when you hear, like, has been escorted off the premises.
Yeah.
It's so horrible how this does happen a lot, and like a lot of people really hide their true selves from their partner. It's so sad.
For years and years and years.
Update.
Let's go!
Yeah!
I knew it. I was waiting for it.
Beth!
My thread was locked before I was able to respond to any of the comments, but I was able to read them this morning. I got up at 5:30 to go to the gym before work, and my husband was still awake playing video games. I presented him with the very good idea someone suggested of sending me an email with the details, but that it wasn't acceptable to shut me out of this situation, since it affects me too. His response was basically, the paperwork is in my car, go get it if you want to read it.
Bastard!
I asked him to go get it so we could look at it together, and he said, you're going to believe what you want anyways. Okay. All of this is unusual for our marriage because I'm a pretty patient person, I think. We went out to the car together and he got in his car, handed me the papers, and left. For about 2 hours, I was panicked because I didn't know where he went, if he was okay, if he was thinking of hurting himself, but his mother texted me at 9 saying he was over there, asking me what happened, if everything is okay, etc. His parents live about 15 minutes away, and I guess he told her he's going to be staying there.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
What is going on?
And what did the paper say?
What did the paper say?
So the paperwork. According to the paperwork, he sent her multiple harassing emails from anonymous email accounts. The emails are printed out and attached. He apparently did this while at work, and they have been monitoring his user account for 3 months. The emails aren't sexual or romantic in nature and are all anonymous and about how she sucks at her job, wouldn't be there if she wasn't a woman, how she should quit before she gets fired, and how everyone in the office hates her. He made fake user accounts for his company's product that she works on and submitted bad reviews of her work. He also did this while logged in at work. He sent an anonymous email to her boss saying that she was sleeping with a senior engineer on another project. He put a gun catalog on the windshield of her car. I don't know what this gesture means, but I obviously understand that it was meant to be threatening. Unfortunately, inside was a subscription card that the company auto-filled with his name and address. She also says she has been harassed for the same length of time, about 3 months, on Twitter. He only logged into one Twitter account that harassed her at work, so they can only say one was him, all telling her to quit her job. So I don't know what to do now. This is all terrifying to me, and I feel so bad for this woman. I have no idea what this is all about. He works with other women engineers, and he has worked with male engineers who don't pull their weight, and he's never done anything like this. I would have bet $1 million that he'd never do anything like this. He's at his parents right now, and I don't know what my next move here could possibly be. This is so scary and out of left field to me.
Dude, did she reject him? Like, why is he going so hard?
I you know, unfortunately, man, some dudes hate women.
You're telling me? Shane,
that is brilliant. Write that down.
Thanks, Shane.
Write it down.
I'm saying that
no, you're right.
He doesn't need a reason. Like,
he's just an asshole.
Dude, could you imagine?
He might have just came up with a reason why he hates her, and she never did anything wrong to him.
Being like, oh, this is my husband, and reading all that?
What a fucking loser. Yeah. He puts that fucking gun catalog and doesn't even take out his fucking address in the middle of it.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot. Loser, stupid boy.
Love that.
There was another story that I've read that we haven't read on the show where a woman finds out that her husband has a Reddit account where he goes and he just hates on women. Like, just finds posts, the women posting things, and he just hates on them, hates on their looks, is just disparaging women all over the web. And he logs off and then he goes back to just being, but he just...
It is harder to treat people... It's harder to hate people than treat them equally.
Yep.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
Like, just treat people equally. And if your male coworkers are also bad, just treat her like that.
Yeah. And also, like, if you have a real issue with her, go to management. Talk to them about it. Do you really have to, like, harass her until she quits?
Get a gun magazine and put it on her windshield wiper.
Yeah.
This is just extreme. Like this is
extreme. This symbolism. I'll show a picture of a gun.
You look like a cartoon character.
I don't know. This set me off. I'm so sorry.
And I kind of love it. I kind of love this it because set me off. To put a gun on someone's car, a gun magazine, that is fucked.
He's scary. And it's also, he's also an idiot because inside was a subscription card that the company autofilled with his name and address.
That's what I'm saying. Is like, he, what a loser.
This
I want to know why. I just want to know why.
I came too hard for him, but.
No, you didn't come too hard for him.
Are you kidding me?
I just feel so bad for her. Could you imagine you're just bad at your job?
What if she's not?
I don't.
But also, she's probably having a great time with Daryl, Danny, Darren.
All the D's. She's allowed to do whatever
she
wants.
She's doing anything with the D's, with the D. And she's having a great time. And he's probably like, I hate her because she, no.
There could be any number of reasons.
Yeah. Great.
And I love him giving his wife the papers going, you're going to believe what you want to believe.
Yeah.
Like, those are you, my
he
guy.
That's because he hates women.
Yeah.
You said it.
I mean, look.
Quote that.
I've been on YouTube for 10 years. Like, it's astounding what little a woman has to do to make swaths of men just fucking hate
so
them.
So true.
You're
this
the
is
shit,
from afar,
dude.
But yeah, you're the
yeah.
shit.
It's also just real. I mean, we all see it, right?
No, it's, like,
it's and I mean, everybody at home watching or listening to this is like, oh yeah, you pull up the internet and you see an example of it every day. And I mean, hate goes around all over the place. I'm not saying that
right.
only men are doing this. I'm just saying, like, there are so many men out there who are waiting for the excuse. Like, they have so much pent-up hatred
for
whatever
just,
reason that they just, once they find a target, and they're like, this is my outlet.
They go.
I mean, that was my argument, being like, it's more work to make others less than. Then just treat her just as you would your male coworkers. You're going out of your way.
It makes me think of so many stories when people are just letting their hatred get the better of them. I'm like, look at all this time you're spending.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, get a hobby.
Meanwhile, Beth is fucking Dylan, having the time of her fucking
Beth
life.
Beth is fucking Dylan Darren, having a great time. And guess what? She did not fucking falter, bitch. She was like, yeah, I don't like this behavior. I'm going to get you fired and escorted out of here.
I guess I'm just like, damn, dude. Like,
Dylan, Darren.
Fuck.
It's so much work. Look at all the ways
so
you're like
work.
Messing up your life. And it would just be so much easier to treat people equally. Just go home.
It reminds me of when I will find an account. Like, I will see like a hateful comment somewhere on the internet. And I'll go down the rabbit hole of looking at this account. And it's kind of cathartic for me because I'm like, okay, who's this person who just left a piece of shit comment somewhere?
Yeah.
And I go and I'm like, oh, you just leave hateful comments all day.
Yeah.
Like, you're just going around finding things to hate on. I'm like, damn, man. Like, you could live life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, read a book.
You could clean your house with that energy.
You could lie under a bed and sleep.
You could wash your sheets.
You could saturate with someone.
You could get green.
This is insane. Is there an update?
There's no more updates.
Here's the deal. I bet he went to his mom's house, and the mom was like, what happened to you, my son? You know?
Yeah.
It's really sad.
And then he sucked his thumb and went to bed.
And he went to bed and
played some
a little blankie.
Games. Anyways, our next story and our final story.
Oh.
This one comes from True Off My Chest. Hairstylist has been taking/keeping my hair.
Big smile from Brennan.
Brennan's like, no
mine
way,
too,
man.
Mine too.
They found me.
That's me, man.
OP writes, I'm weirded out. I'm also going to be vague because obvious reasons. I'm a woman in my 30s and my stylist is in their 40s. I got my hair cut today at a stylist I've been using for about 9 months now. I think this is my 6th appointment with them. Oh. I usually do a trim or cut/style. Today I went from long hair, high lower back to an A-line bob. Again, since I started seeing this person, I usually get maintenance/trim. This time was a dramatic length adjustment, so they took a picture of the cut length on the floor to add to their social media, intending to take before/after pictures. That's all totally fine and normal. They go grab a broom, sweep up the hair, and place the dustpan on the counter for a bit. Again, normal. They grab the broom and pan and head to the back of the shop. They're gone for a few minutes, no biggie. Then they go out to smoke. But here's where it gets weird. The bathroom is in the back of the shop. I need to go and step into the back. I don't really notice anything on the way into the bathroom. I go and start to head back out. But I notice my name on a small clear tote on the table. It has no lid. And it has my hair in it. At first, I didn't really think much of it, but I looked closer and saw it's not just today's discarded hair, but looks like at least a few of my trim sessions mixed with, it looked like potpourri and a little sand or something, and printed pictures of the cut hair with dates. The printer is sitting right next to it with today's discarded hair pick in the tray. There didn't seem to be any other containers like this when I looked around. It was fucking weird. So I took a picture on my phone. I honestly didn't know what to think or do and went back out into the salon. They came back in and I mentioned that I went to the restroom and they seemed to freak out a little but didn't mention it. I didn't really know what to say, so I just let them finish styling my hair, paid and left. As a socially anxious introvert, this was my nightmare. I got home, and the more I looked at this picture, the more sick I got. I ended up texting them an hour ago, sending the picture, and requesting they remove the weird box of my hair and asking for an explanation. I said, hey, so I saw this and didn't know what to make of it. Can you help me understand what this is and why you have it? I'm not comfortable with you having this and request you please discard the contents. Also, even though I loved my cut, I believe it's best if I find a different stylist. They haven't responded. LOL, what the fuck?
I hate this. We hate this. This is making me sick.
Potpourri? Not the potpourri. Not the sand.
Not the pictures.
Not the dates.
The printer.
The dates.
Because I was like, oh, maybe this person collects hair to make like cool wigs.
No!
It feels like a weird thing!
Yeah! It's disgusting! It's got potpourri in it! And they got the dates and pictures! It's fucking disgusting!
That's so many hairs! I could. If we kept going, I could.
You get it, right?
Yeah.
And when they sweep it up, they go, look how much hair you have. Yeah. Oh, my God. We'll sweep it up.
A good collection today.
Yeah.
Put it in. Oh, my Amazon potpourri package came in.
The ability for her to see that and go and sit back in the salon and get styled after.
No. She's like, maybe a middle part.
Damn!
That, I hate all that. That might feel more cringy than the person sleeping under your bed.
I don't know why. This is scary.
I don't know why hair on top of hair, and it's your hair, and it's your life, and your hair is memories, and why don't. I don't like it.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. From previous cuts, that got me. When you go, yeah. Oh, this is my hair from March.
Awful bold of the stylist to keep it in the salon.
Next to the bathroom.
Like, where, like, I'm like, you're going to get found out.
And it's only her.
Yeah, I guess so.
Put it under your bed.
Comments. Wow, that sounds strange. I'm curious as well. Good for you for sending the text message. I see your message as mature, fair, and calm. OP says, I appreciate that, but full disclosure, it took me a few hours to get calm enough to send that. I'm totally skeezed out.
Yeah.
Someone said, you absolutely handled it better than I would have. I would have taken it and confronted them. This really is the beginning of some crazy I survived episode. Thank God you're not going back. OP said, I honestly had no clue how to respond. The whole situation was so bizarre, and I can't imagine what the purpose of this would be. I told my husband about it, and he got goosebumps, which was super scary for me and made me feel like I may have underreacted to the issue. But I guess I am glad I got out of there without a confrontation, because who knows what might have happened if I'd brought it up to them. Someone said, hair in small containers with other items makes me think of spell jars.
Dude, I would have snatched it. Look, and put it under my coat or something.
You know, I'm a skeptical person. I don't necessarily believe in magic. But if someone takes my hair and they're like, yeah, I'm going to use this for spells, I'm going to be like, no, you're not.
No, of course.
No, you're not.
They're sitting down.
Absolutely not. Like, I don't necessarily 100% believe in that, but I don't want to find out.
Yeah, no.
You know, I'm not going to find out with my hair.
Yeah, what about no?
Yeah.
Yeah, potpourri and sand and salt and shit.
Dates and pictures.
Dates.
Update.
Oh, my God.
It's been about a week, and with the holiday, I've been all over the place, but I ended up going to law enforcement to make a report last Monday. I'll likely end up going back if this person keeps contacting me like they have been. Sunday, the day after I got my haircut, I woke up to a bunch of texts from the stylist. It woke me up because even though I have Do Not Disturb on my phone, I have a setting that overrides that if there are repeated contact attempts over 3 in case of emergencies. Here's what I got. 3:49 a.m. I don't recommend going to a different stylist because of this. It's not a big deal. In small towns, people talk, and you may not find anyone that will take you after this, so I'd reconsider. I don't like threats. 3:51 a.m. So I have your biological material, and it's my property now. I can do with it what I want. I kept it because I can, and it means a lot to me. 3:54 a.m. Why did you send the pic? I know what it looks like. It's mine. 4 a.m. You need to respond to me because I think it's a misunderstanding about what this is. It's no big deal, and saying you're switching stylists has me triggered. I do good works. You said so.
Oh, you're triggered?
Yeah, come on.
4:04 a.m. I also charge a $350 client separation fee. So, yeah, you can't just say you're switching stylists without more consequences.
What?
And I know you said you already tried a few people before me. There aren't many beauty people in the area. 4:11 a.m., asking for an explanation for a stylist having hair in a salon is crazy. Where else would you find hair? I didn't do anything wrong, but I will get rid of it if you're going to cry about it. But only if you say you won't be switching to anyone else for your hair care. You mean a lot as a client and always tip well, and I do good work, so it doesn't make sense.
We know maybe, she means a lot to you.
Maybe don't threaten someone who does your hair or hurt their feelings by making accusatory statements. I didn't respond to any of those that morning because it was so insane to me. I need to process things fully before I make a decision on how to deal with it. So I just didn't respond. Sunday afternoon, I started getting phone calls. This person called me 14 times that afternoon. About every other call, they left a voicemail. Most of the voicemails just said, call me back or text me back, but 2 of them were unhinged. I'm going to paraphrase, but the gist of the first one was,
yes.
Call me back. I'm getting scared you won't come back to me for your hair for real. I just like how your hair feels. That's why I kept it. Call me. It sounded like they were crying. The second unhinged message was left late Sunday night at 11:38 p.m., and it said, I got rid of it except for one lock. I found out I like watching your hair burn more than I liked keeping it. I didn't respond to any of those messages, calls, or texts. The whole thing has me freaked out now. I decided by that time I was taking Monday off work to go to the police. Even if they couldn't do anything, I wanted to file a report for the weirdness. I woke up Monday to an email from the stylist with an invoice for $375 for client breach of contract fee.
My asshole.
As the chargeable line item, the email body was just for being a bitch.
What?
I'm sorry, that's unfortunately hilarious. It was sent from their business email too, so they're really doing everything they can to ruin themselves. Even if I had a contract with them, which I don't, the original amount was for $350. They can't even get their extortion fees right. I did email them back stating that we had no contract and to cease all further communication with me from this point forward. I got ready and started heading to the police station around 9:45 a.m. Monday morning. I live in a rural area, so there are portions of my drive to and from our main town that don't have cell reception. When I finally got to town, I had 4 voicemails. I knew immediately who they were from. I talked to one of the officers on staff. They took my statement, a copy of the email, and asked me to forward all the texts and screenshots of the numbers of calls. They said, at the very least, the calls and texts could be considered menacing and harassment. But the voicemail where they mentioned how they like burning my hair was potentially concerning. Potentially.
Yeah.
The officer advised I contact a legal representative in case this person tries to take the bogus invoice to a civil suit court. And they said I'm welcome to change my number, but having the piling evidence if they continue to contact me after I explicitly told them not to in the email would only help me. I reached out to a lawyer Tuesday and left a detailed message regarding the situation. They are apparently out of the office until next Wednesday for the holiday, so we'll see if they have any advice. I've since received many texts and calls from the stylist. They sent a happy Thanksgiving text on Thursday morning as well.
Happy Thanksgiving, bitch.
For being a bitch.
Regardless, they are giving me a lot of evidentiary material to work with, but I'm so unsettled. I can't wait to hear from the lawyer this week. I'll leave you with a text from this past week, one I think you'll all enjoy. 5:12 a.m., December 4th, 2024. Don't ever say never. You're never coming back. Don't make me laugh. I don't want your ass back. You can beg me, though. Might help. Update number 2.
Ah! I'm freaking out. Everything inside of me is crawling.
This is nuts.
Yuck.
This situation and update may not be as satisfying as many would have hoped, but here it goes. I met with law enforcement again this past Tuesday. My husband and I drove over early that morning because I was also meeting up with the lawyer I'm working with. Aside from the near constant text, calls, emails, I wanted to pursue legal action for a specific issue. Allegedly, the stylist tried to have my credit card canceled. Apparently, they used the last four digits of my card, called the customer service line for the card, and tried to cancel it. I got a call from the fraud department shortly after this person attempted to do this, trying to verify everything to see if I actually wanted to close my account and dissolve my credit card line with them. To be clear, the stylist was not successful in their alleged attempt. They couldn't provide the basic information you need for such things like my actual last name. It's unusual, and they gave a name that was almost similar. Date of birth, address, etc. Apparently, they thought they could accomplish this with just my name, phone number, and the last four digits of the card number. I didn't cancel the card, but did request a new one for obvious reasons. I had no clue why they would want to cancel my card. To inconvenience me? Yep, that's exactly why, allegedly. When I spoke with the credit card company, they agreed to send over the recording of the person that called, as well as the phone number the call originated from, as long as the request came from law enforcement with a warrant. They gave me a phone number and reference number for the police to reach out to directly. The officer began working on that immediately, so that is in progress. I went to my phone company over the weekend. I had my phone number transferred to an old phone so I could still receive calls and texts there, but got a new phone number for my actual phone. The old phone and phone number has been turned over to the officer assigned to my case. They did go and speak with this person yesterday. Apparently, they are horrified. I went to the police and had no idea any of what they'd done could be chargeable offenses. According to the officer, there have been no further communications via text or call since their visit, and I haven't received any other emails. A temporary protection and no contact order has been issued against them until the first court date. I have also reached out to the State Board of Licensing with all this information and my complaints. All I can say is they are investigating. Outside of that information, I'm limited to any other information I can share since a legal process against this person has officially begun. We're just waiting to see how this all plays out now. It's been a long few weeks. I'm hoping for the best here. I'm already so relieved to no longer be getting calls, texts, or emails constantly.
And
that's it.
Oh my God.
We're not gonna figure out what she was really doing with the, I mean, it, people said spell jars. Kind of doesn't matter. It's so invasive and weird, and everything she's done afterwards.
We're not gonna be able to predict what that person was doing.
That is terrifying.
Just
I think when someone calls you and texts you that many times over and over, It's scary. It's terrifying.
If you're texting someone four or five messages in a row without a response, what's going on?
I mean, that's a lot of people. Yeah. I do that to her.
But I'm saying, like, if you're in a fight, like, if you're sent, like, yeah. And then, like, time goes by, and then you send more, and then time goes by, and you send more.
And I mean, voicemail.
You could tell someone's not doing well when it's during sleeping, when they should be sleeping.
Yeah, this is at 3 in the morning.
You need their brain to rest, and they're not, and they're spinning. And
This is bad. She did the right thing.
Yeah.
The phone thing
was brilliant.
No explaining her way out of that.
And like, putting it in writing that you didn't want any, like, to cease communication, so then from there on, it was all, like, unwarranted and just, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really, really scary. I feel bad for that person.
I do too, because I just don't see how, I don't know how they're doing. Like, I understand, like, hair. No, I don't.
You understand what?
I don't. Yeah. I don't. I was gonna say, like, when she said your hair is just so soft, I was like, oh, yeah. But then I was like, but wait a second.
No.
I would say if she were to make it for, like, a wig, okay.
That's why I was like, there's, like...
But if she had a reason, she would have given that reason.
But she didn't.
She had zero reason.
And then when she goes, I actually like burning it more than I like collecting it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, so you like collecting it.
Yeah.
And you like burning it.
Yeah. How many other people did she do that to?
We don't know.
I've also never heard a $350 charge for breaking up with your stylist.
That's when you know this person is...
A non-exclusivity agreement with your stylist.
I will say, sending an invoice to someone and the body of it reading for being a bitch...
It's almost legend material.
...is not a... This person is not a legend.
But sending
an invoice that says for being a bitch is
so
really
funny.
Like, they don't give a...
That's a really funny thing that people could do in other circumstances, and I would think is a legendary status. Not in this situation.
No.
Well said.
Also, rural area, is she going to see the stylist?
That's what I got scared about, too.
I get scared about that, too. It's like at local bar. Hey.
At local bar?
Yeah, no. You know, at local bar. Hey, hey.
Hey,
that
no hey.
That sucks.
Yeah. These were
really,
I think, the most wild I've ever heard.
These were intense.
Spooky, I don't even think covers it. Scary.
They're scary, yeah, these are scary.
But they're like haunting.
Yeah, they're creepy. These are all like people doing unexplainable behaviors.
Like we both almost barfed.
No, that I was very close. Like throw up was here.
Wow.
Like it was right here.
That's gotta be a record for this show.
Yeah, oh my God. It was like right here.
Yeah, you're either crying or throwing up here at Reddit Stories.
Reddit Stories, man, they bring it out of you.
Well, thank you both for joining me on this horrifying expedition.
Yeah, thanks for making my day.
Yeah. We're just gonna head back under here and tell you this again.
This fits right. Both of us. It's really fun.
Yeah.
Awesome. Your legs crunch the other way. You slide in.
Like a demon. Thank you for watching. Let us know what other themes and subreddits you'd like us to cover on this show. And we'll see you next Saturday. Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.